Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, world, and welcome to another fun talk on Girl Talk on Blog Talk Radio with Bambi and Dusty, your girls with the your hostesses with the mostesses. Anyway, of course, Dusty is going to be joining us here very, very shortly to talk about. I wanted to get into some of the black beauty that is kind of out there, because I think that a lot of people are very, very uneducated to this, because we all tend to want to fit 10 years of results into a week. So that's not very possible. So I'm just telling you that it's a very dangerous road to go. We're going to get into a little bit of the talk of, you know, just things that go on in hotel rooms, motel rooms, you know, the silicone injections that are leading to deaths, and just a lot of the heartbreak that goes along with our community. And also, I wanted you all to know that to be very, very careful, because there is a lot of people out there that are buying a lot of things from, like, eBay and whatnot, and from what I understand, doing a lot of homework. Let's go ahead and bring Dusty on air. Dusty,
hey,
what's going on, pal?
What are you up to?
Oh, I just thought that it would be just a phenomenal time, you know, to start a girl talk about black market beauty. So I was kind of getting into the fact of just all the craziness that goes on, and I was starting to warn people that did you know that black market beauty products commonly found on eBay and Amazon have, you know, are counterfeit, where you think that you're getting a MAC product for half the price or very, very cheap, and some have been reported to carry bacteria and waste such as urine and E. coli. And this is from the unsanitary work conditions that they're, you know, shipping these products out a lot of times from Asia, and they can cause psoriasis, rashes, acne, and eye infections.
Well, what don't it cause, Bambi? You're full of good news tonight.
I'm telling you, you know, well, we wanted to get into this. I know that you said that you had written some stuff down, but what are your input and what are your thoughts on the black market beauty phenomenon just in general?
Well, you know, I'm obsessed with plastic surgery, but not to the point of getting pumped in the back alley somewhere, because that's so scary. Like, I mean, you don't know what you're getting. Well, you really do, actually. It's not good. It's like fix a flat. So it's super scary, and like it migrates, and like you can get skin discoloration, infection. You can lose a limb. It's scary. I totally want some plastic surgery, though.
You know, pumpers have been known to inject such substances as concrete, cooking oil,
yeah,
and tire glue. And really, to reiterate what you were saying, it absolutely leads to decaying, disfiguration, and death, because it's illegal procedures using illegal substances. So I want a lot of people to know out there, yeah, the most common side effects are lumps, bumps, lopsided and exaggerated features, and infection, mm-hmm, and a lot of times also death. Now, I know that they say, like, with the plastic surgery and whatnot, that you may end up paying $8,000 to $12,000, kind of depending on what you're getting for the average, you know, cost for it. But the average shot of silicone costs, you know, $200. So I can kind of see where, you know, it's one of those things that they want to rush 10 years of a process into a week. Which, don't we all want to look like that? We've rushed 10 years of a process into a week, but you're really, really, really just kind of paying with your life. So why don't you get into a little bit of how kind of deterred you from going black market beauty and the kind of plastic surgery that you plan to have in the future?
Well, I just want to say, I just came up with this and I feel like it's so clever, but it's really not, that girls are literally dying to look more feminine and curvy. Like, literally
absolutely
dying from all of this. And 22% of trans women have had silicone injections. And, like,
wow,
you know, you were talking about the concrete injected, and, like, you know, they may get it in their hips, and it ends up, like, migrating to their ankles. Like, that stuff doesn't stay where you put it. It's really scary.
Sure.
And you definitely don't want that in your body.
No,
I mean,
that's absolutely true. You don't know what you're injecting, and like you said, something that you inject in your eyebrow area can end up in your jaw. I mean, it's just not pretty. You can inject your cheeks, and it can end up in your jaw. Just not, you know, and it's just scary, scary, scary stuff.
Right.
And I didn't realize that you said it was 22% of the population that has had that silicone injection.
Mm-hmm. 22%. I mean, I get it because it's like cheap and quick and everything, but I mean, you may be saving yourself some money doing it that way, but in the end, you're going to spend like 10 times as much trying to get it repaired or, you know, spend that much on pain pills just to live with that pain.
Wow. And have you known people personally that have had that kind of, that had those, the injections done themselves?
I used to know some girls when I was doing drag that they would get their breasts done and their hips done, and it looked, you know, passable, I guess, if you want to use the word passable. But, I mean, you could tell something was off. It's lumpy, and it just doesn't look like a smooth, natural, curvy body. And it's kind of scary.
Right. Did they complain,
you know,
of the complications to you as well?
I never heard any, but, I mean, you could tell some of them, like, they would walk, like, especially during, like, winter seasons, that stuff freezes in your body, and you could tell in the way they walked that they were hurting, but they wouldn't say anything because they wanted those hips, so they, you know, toughed it out, I guess.
Wow,
it's not worth it.
But I never knew. No, it's absolutely
mm-hmm.
not worth it. See, I'm one of those girls. I'm really, I think with me, I think a lot of girls too get very frustrated with me because I always say in the beginning, I say you have a long ways to go. So, my best advice to trans women out there is not kind of like what you see that goes on in the media. I don't necessarily advise transitioning on camera because you can't force anybody to accept this. So what I normally tell girls in the beginning is, you know, the process itself is going to take it's going to take its time because I think that everything is a journey and everything is a process, and I think that everything takes its time. So I kind of say you don't have to take big gigantic steps in the beginning. I think you need to take kind of small steps, and it's that whole, when you're a baby and you're learning how to crawl, and then you go from crawling to walking, and then you go from walking to running, it's the same type of thing. Because
right.
I see too many people that are in just such a rush to go from kindergarten to 12th grade in one step, and it's not going to happen for one. Like, it's not even possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of glad that it took my time. But I always tell people that are new with it, you don't really want to offend a lot of people because it's just not something that you can force people to accept. So I tell a lot of girls in the beginning of their processes, and I kind of go against a lot of what psychologists say because psychologists aren't living this life. And if you go out there and you live full-time and you're not passable, like in the beginning, you're going to catch hell until you are. So what I tell people is to go out, and I kind of say live as androgynous as what you can for a long time and enjoy that androgynous phase because the androgyny is one day you're not going to be androgynous anymore, but while you are, enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
because that way you're not really forcing anything down anybody's throat, and it's not being, because really if you try to force, especially a society, or you force people, trying to force people to accept you for you, you can't force anybody to accept anything, and it can really put you in some dangerous, tacky situations. Do you agree?
I do agree, yes.
And I think that a lot of times
in the South.
Absolutely. I think it's all over. Now, did you know, and we're absolutely going to do a show on this probably next week, but there are actually, and I've done a ton of research on this because, as you know, I do a lot of research, but I had no idea there are actually places in the world that if you come out as gay, they will put you to death. However, their solution to the problem is getting gender reassignment surgery. And I'm talking places like Iran and in the Middle East, like where they literally will put you to death for being gay. You are absolutely shunned from the state. You're not even allowed to live there. But instead of you being gay, they do accept gender reassignment surgery as it's kind of like they diagnose you, oh, you're gay or oh, you're effeminate, so you have to get gender reassignment surgery. And that's kind of, you know, I can agree to disagree with that as well.
Right. I just saw that documentary and it was very scary. I would not want to be in those people's shoes.
Absolutely. I think that that would be a really good topic for us to talk about here on Girl Talk in like maybe another week or so. See, I know that I'm not like my normally chittery, chattery, blah, 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 like outgoing self, because we're talking about something that's very, very serious. We're talking about
right.
a topic that I have personally witnessed girls that have passed away from this. I have personally witnessed girls be permanently damaged from this. I've personally witnessed girls that have gotten cancer from this. So we kind of are coming out here in like a real heart-to-heart, I guess, on Girl Talk with you all. As to, I mean, I don't advise doing the whole black market thing. I just think that it's very risky. I think that you're trying to prove something to someone that you the only person at the end of the day that you need to prove anything to is yourself. Because life is not really going out here, and it's like you're not proving anything to anyone. And I really think that before you rush your results, or before you're like in this dire where you have to be, you know, to attend tomorrow, I think that you should really take your time and take those steps. I just, you know, I mean, disagree with me if I'm wrong, but I really think that that's kind of, I think that we all need to be out here, and I think that we need to be telling these girls that if you go from a man and you live as a woman tomorrow, you're telling these people out here like they're not going to, you're going to have problems. You are going
yeah.
to have problems. If you go from a man and you start living as a woman tomorrow because a psychologist told you before they'll prescribe you hormones and you think that's the magical answer that you're not going to have problems, you're going to face a very tough reality.
Yeah, and it's dangerous to be doing that. And, you know, not everyone is going to be, I'm doing air quotes, passable, because I hate that word. But
right.
not everyone is going to be passable right away. Like, a female, a cis female, is, you know, going through puberty for like, what, 5-10 years? So
exactly.
it's going to take you a while to get there. You've got to go through that puberty. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. Don't rush the process. It's not going to happen
right.
overnight. And, you know,
well,
that's
and
what
and I know.
Some of
yeah.
these people doing pumping, you know, they can't wait.
Well, and it's kind of like, you know, I know that I wear my little blouses and I wear my little sexy summer dresses and I wear my little, that took me several years to achieve. That took me several years to achieve. I didn't start looking like that yesterday, and I didn't start looking like that the day before yesterday, and I didn't start looking like that 5 years ago from yesterday. I mean, that was a process that I endured, that I took my time telling you all that please, please, please do not rush this process to look like anything, because at the end of the day, you're not going to prove anything to anyone but yourself. Stop killing ourselves. Stop destroying our health. Stop being a part of this movement. And as we get down in the last 90 seconds of our show, stop being such a poisonous, you know, poisonous thing in our community, because it is poison. And I think that it's very rotten that we tell girls, oh, let's go and look like women tomorrow. And the only thing that you're really going to do, rushing anything, is putting yourself in jeopardy. You know, that's really all I have to say. I know that I wasn't necessarily outgoing and, like, laughing and silly and stuff. This was a very serious topic to me, and this was a very serious topic to Dusty. And me and Dusty spent, you know, a long time just kind of discussing this topic and making sure that we bring out a topic that is good for our audience, because if anything that we can attest to, me and her are out here for the right reasons. We're spreading the word to do the right thing, because me and Dusty, you know, we are out here for you all to make sure that we guide you in the right direction, being that we know that we have a growing audience that grows every single day, and some of these people hang on to every single word that we say. So if we're going to have an audience, we're going to make sure that we're guiding you in the right direction. Anyway, you have any closing words as we get down to like the last 10 seconds of the show?
I do. I just want to tell those girls out there that are listening, just be safe. Don't rush into anything and hurt yourself. Be safe, please. Because we're trying to help,
That's,
you know?
Absolutely. We sure do love you all, and we sure do thank you for tuning in to another taping of Girl Talk.